Head football coach for Rushford Peterson joining me now, Davin Thompson. Pleasure having you on, Davin. Coach, first off, after a full weekend to recoup, watch the film, look at the stats and all, how do you feel about the game on Friday?
You know, I felt better after watching the film than I did on the hour and a half bus ride home. You know, I thought our kids played really hard. We were able to kind of be gritty, I would call it, in that third quarter. Start getting back to what we do, start getting back to the things we practiced, and kind of put it together there for about 12 minutes. So to be able to respond to adversity, obviously the first half wasn't bad. I think, you know, the first drive of the game, Medford kicked off to us, and, you know, I think we were able to take it 49 yards or 50 yards, ended up fumbling at the one-yard line, which you can't do, but besides that one play, I thought that drive was executed really well between the running game. We had a short pass to Dalton Hole, another pass to Grady. So, you know, that's kind of the things that we wanted to do. We ran into some adversity. I think we tightened up a little bit, and then you could see that in the second quarter. Came back in the third quarter, like I said before, and I thought it was a pretty gritty performance. But all things that can be cleaned up. You know, we have good athletes, and our offensive line, once we start communicating and doing stuff the way we should have been doing, played better. I mean, and always room for improvement for the first game and the many new faces that we have. I thought the kids played well. You know, the mental mistakes and the penalties and stuff, that falls on me. I have to better prepare them and teach them the game, and we'll try to get that stuff cleaned up this week.
So we spoke briefly after the game. You touched on the communication issues that you saw, and that's what led to, you know, the struggle in the first half. How many penalties there were? You guys had six flags, total of 51 yards. How do you see, or what does the team have to do in order to improve that communication? And in terms of you being the head coach, like you say, how do you help them get better at communicating like that?
I think it's just teaching, you know, to be able to show them last year's film of Medford, and we think this is what's going to happen, but we're not really sure, you know, now that we have film of Fillmore Central, you know, both from last week and the way they've played us in previous years, we can sit down and teach the kids, here's what we need to do when you see this, here's what we need to do when you see this, and then they have to communicate with each other. I have to do a better job of preparing them so they can communicate. That falls right on my shoulders. But then once we get in a game, you know, we got to be able to check to a different run or check to the other side. If a team has overloaded us on one side, as you know, it doesn't really do any good to run into them, you know, where you don't have, they have more people than you do. So I have to do a better job of teaching it, and then we have to have leaders step up on both sides of the football to be able to execute the things that they, you know, have been taught throughout the week.
So you mentioned leaders. Grady Hangel, he really didn't get the ball a lot. You know, he had a couple of returns. Of course, he had the long return that he took back all the way. Of course, the flag negated that touchdown. But is something in terms of Grady Hangel, do you look to get him the ball more in this coming game with Fillmore next week? You know, only two catches, but is it something that you're going to look or key on in, I should say, to getting him more touches on the football?
We have to. You're exactly right. I mean, he's so dynamic. You saw that in the punt return. Even, you know, one of his catches, he splits two guys and gets five more yards. You know, if he breaks one more tackle, he takes that to the house. So we got to find more ways, and we will this week. He's got to touch the ball 10, 15 times throughout the game. He's a physical player. I think you saw that at times, you know, defense coming up, filling those alleys and making tackles for us. Mm-hmm. So he can take the physical part of having the ball in his hands that many times. As a head coach, I got to get the ball in his hands. So I've talked to him about that. Our team understands that, you know, Titan and Jonah did a great job in the backfield as well, but Grady's got to touch it more. So we'll find some more ways for him to touch the ball and just be explosive.
So you talk about Titan and Jonah. For one, Titan Tekauts with maybe the coolest name in the conference. I don't know if that's even debatable. But the running backs, they were really great. You know, they had a lot of success. In terms of Riley Tesh, however, how did you feel about his first game, his debut as QB1?
you know, I thought he did, you know, he started off well in that first drive, like I mentioned before. Medford started turning up the blitz a little bit, so he had a lot of people around him, and he did miss some throws. But then I thought later in that third quarter, he made a couple nice throws. You know, I remember kind of a crossing route towards our bench where he threw a really good ball, and you know, our kid kind of stopped running a little bit, stuttered his feet, and it ended up being overthrown, but that was a perfectly thrown ball. So, you know, that's Riley's first time under the lights. I think with that being said, the pressure that was around his feet and in his face and the adversity that we faced, I think if you asked Riley, he'd say he's got to play better, you know, and I would agree, but I thought he did a good job. He made the throws when he had to. You know, I didn't think he ever looked rattled or – he's just got to get more experience and more experience and more experience. Mm-hmm. He's a good quarterback. You'll see that throughout the year here. Had a great, you know, year on JV last year. He's just got to get back to doing the things that Riley does, get the ball out of his hands, maybe a second quicker, throw those guys open a little bit, and just trust our receivers to go up and get the ball for him.
Last question for you here, Coach. Head Coach Davin Thompson of Rushford-Peterson Football joining me today. You mentioned the matchup with Fillmore coming up. Funny enough, Fillmore actually lost last week 14-0 as well. A very familiar team. You beat them twice last year. Of course, this year, a very different team. What do you see as some of the keys to a victory come Friday?
You know, we got to stop the run. They run, you know, kind of a spread jet sweep, a little buck with it that they're very effective with. You know, they're going to bring back 9 guys on both sides of the ball from last year. So it's going to be a lot of familiar faces for us. And then, you know, I think the X factor for Fillmore Central is Jace Keeney out wide. You know, he scored both of their touchdowns in the win over JWP, both long passes. He's an unbelievable athlete. And then the Corson kid, he's a slot player for him. You know, I think he broke their high school touchdown record or something last year. So he's obviously a good player too. But, you know, our kids are very familiar with it, obviously. I think we've played them twice the last 2 years. They're familiar with us. So we just have to do our jobs. That was my biggest thing to the kids on Friday. You know, once you start struggling a little bit, you know, now we got linemen peeking and linebackers that are wondering if the linemen are doing their job. We got to get all on the same page again. Do your job and then run to the football. I think you saw that in the third quarter against Medford a little bit. But we're going to have to put that together for, you know, 48 minutes. Fillmore Central's a really, really good team, and we're going to have to be disciplined. You know, we can't have the penalties that we had last Friday night, and we're just going to have to play a clean, physical football game.